The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Blown Off today. Ben is here. Hi, Ben. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm okay.
Hey, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no. Hi. You sound a little despondent. Is everything?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm just upset because I thought I had a really, really good date. And turns out it must have not been a good date because this girl won't call me back.
Yeah.
No matter what. No matter what I try to do, she just won't call me back, won't return my phone calls. And I thought it had went well, and I thought it was a really, really good date.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I am kind of sad.
All right. First of all, what's this girl's name?
Her name's Alicia.
All right. And can you tell us a little bit about this date or, you know, what?
Yeah, where'd you meet her and stuff?
Yeah, what's your relationship to this point?
Yeah, so a friend set us up, and I took her out to a really, really nice restaurant, and I, like, was complete gentleman, treated her and everything, and we had a good conversation, and we even kissed during the date, so I thought it was, like, going really well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And then, so yeah. Now, when was the last time you saw or talked to her?
It was actually that night. Like, I've, like, been texting and calling, and I just, like, can't get a response no matter what I do.
Okay.
How long ago was that?
That was, like, 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, 2.5 weeks. Okay. Oh, yeah. It definitely seems like you're getting blown off.
Yeah.
I mean, that feels like the only, you know, reason, like,
no,
natural conclusion.
100%.
So have you texted her and stuff to see what was up, or?
Yeah. And, like, I keep, like, trying to, like, keep it light, you know, just, like, texting, like, you know, emojis and stuff and just trying to be funny about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to come off like a creep or anything.
Right.
But, you know, it was just, like, you know, it was going so well, and now, like, there's just nothing.
Huh. All right, why don't we go ahead and see if we can connect with her and find out why she's blowing you off, okay?
All right, thanks.
We'll do that next. Hang on 1 second, okay, Ben?
All right, thanks.
All right, blowing off. We'll call Alicia live and see what Ben did that's so horrible that she never wants to talk to him again. Oh, sorry, I didn't want to.
Yeah, rub it little, in, why don't you?
That may have been a little dramatic. Ben, are you ready?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. Hang on 1 second. Here we go.
Hello?
Alicia.
Yes?
Hey.
Who's this?
Oh, hi, Alicia. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Alicia, my name is Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. Megan, say hi.
Hey, Alicia.
No, I said say hi.
Thank you, Mark. I can speak for myself.
Oh whatever. I always try to be different. We're from 95.1 WAPE, Alicia. We host the Big A Morning Mess.
Oh, my God. I listen to you guys.
Yeah. Oh, yay!
Yay!
We like you already.
This is so weird.
Isn't it?
It was about to get weirder.
Hi, did I win something?
No, unfortunately not. We actually just wanted to talk to you about a dude that you went out with named Ben.
Remember Ben?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how you know about him, but...
Well, he was sad because he's trying to get in touch with you, and he says that he's having trouble. For whatever reason, it seems like you're blowing him off.
I mean, like, I haven't been able to meet up with him lately.
Did he do something on your date that made you not want to see him again? Like, something obviously turned you off, right?
Right.
I mean, not everyone's compatible, so, you know.
Okay, well, why would you think that you're not compatible with Ben?
Like, I don't want to be mean when I say this, but, I mean, if I'm going to be honest, he's kind of gross.
He's kind of gross.
Yeah.
All right. Anything in particular that makes him kind of gross or just a general grossness about him?
No, I mean, it's specific. I just think it's really gross. He takes baths.
He takes baths.
Yeah. He doesn't take showers. Like, he doesn't like a normal guy just like take showers, get clean, all that.
Yeah.
Like, he's a bath taker. And
he's
I just find that so weird and just gross. Like, you're just sitting in a pool of your own filth. Like, it's just your own dirty water.
Hold on, guys. That's the reason? It's because I take baths?
I'm not sure what's going on right now.
Yeah, that's gross Ben, Alicia.
Yeah.
He's been listening on the line, which you would probably know if you really did listen to our show, so now I'm doubting your
right, exactly.
Your honesty.
I guess I'm just caught off guard.
Yeah, that happens. No, Ben, do you take baths?
Yeah, I I take baths like most days out of the week.
See, Alicia, I would think that would mean that he's not gross because he's like if you were blowing him off because he didn't bathe, that'd be
no. But it's not like bathing.
That doesn't make any sense.
Sitting,
Alicia, what are you talking about? Gross.
Like
that's so mean.
Ever since you mentioned that, like that's all I can think about is just like you're. It's not like you're just like occasionally maybe thinking about, like you're just constantly sitting in dirty water.
Okay.
All like the gross and grime and everything from the day. I feel like you're almost dirtier when you get out than when you got in. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's just all your sweat and gross and everything.
That makes no sense, okay? I take so many baths that I'm not as dirty as the normal person. So I actually am not even sitting in filth. I'm so clean.
Weird. What guy only takes baths? Like, it's such a girly thing. Like, why? What guy do you know of that only takes baths?
Well,
like, that's very weird.
I think that that's so silly to try to gender bathing. That makes no sense. That's so old-fashioned. I like to get inside of the tub and turn on music, light candles. It's very therapeutic for me. It's very stressful. I have a high-stress job. I told you about that at our date. And so it's how I unwind. It's how I relax. I don't drink. I don't smoke. So I just take baths. And I think that that's completely normal. And I think that you're weird.
Yeah, but the whole not drinking thing is not normal.
Alicia, are you more like turned off because he's a guy and he's taking a bath, or you just don't like baths in general?
Yeah, do you not take baths ever?
I mean, like, I'm not saying I've never taken a bath, but like, I feel like most like working adults who are like have their schedules and everything, like we take showers, okay? Like you take your shower, all of the dirty water washes down the drain, you get out actually clean.
Right.
You're not sitting in this water that is just like soaking you back in all of the grossness that's been on you from the day. And that's
right.
The only way that you clean yourself.
I feel like a lot of people rinse off after they take a bath though, right? Isn't that how you do it?
You rinse off after you take a bath?
Like,
well, then why not just take a shower?
You just like rinse off like because you've been sitting in it. That's what I do.
Oh.
What? That's not weird.
That makes sense. Like, at least rinse off, but like, this anti-shower thing.
Ben, do you never take a shower, Ben? Like, if you just have like 20 minutes or whatever and you got to get clean, you won't take a shower?
I mean, I really try not to. As often as I can, I try to take a full bath.
Oh, you must have a lot of time on your hands.
I mean, it does seem like an investment.
It is really important to me, which is why I brought it up at the date, because it's like my, my me time. It's when, I get to unwind. So I do think that it's really important, and it's been really good for me. So that's why I just thought I could be open about it.
Yeah.
Because while our date was going, I thought, we had a connection. And so it feels silly.
She basically thinks you're in like a big dirty stew. Just like,
basically.
Yeah, big dirt.
It's so gross.
You could drink my bath water. Like, it's so clean.
No, I don't think anyone...
That's gross.
I don't think anyone wants to do that. All right, so, okay. Well, this has been eventful. Alicia, so you're not interested in seeing Ben again because he bathes. And they're... Basically.
Yeah, and it's not bathing. It's just sitting in your own gross...
Yeah, I got it.
Water.
All right, and Ben, you're not interested in seeing Alicia anymore because she called you gross on the radio, probably. Is that?
I'm just so tired of women. Like, they'll find anything, any reason not to call you back. And this is I've never, ever had this reason before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just like,
dude,
if you know any cute girls, feel free to set me up. You have my number, because
okay, yeah, I'll well, I'll get yeah, because I got plenty of time to be your personal dating coach. All right, hang on one second, you two. Like, what, he wants me to get girls
He's like,
to call him?
You have my number.
The only way I can get girls to call me is by giving away Justin Bieber tickets. Try that, Ben. It's the Big Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.